I love getting to talk with you on my show every day. But when the cameras stop rolling, there's still so much to say. So head over to the Dr. Oz podcast to hear the rest of the conversation with some of the biggest names in health, wellness, and pop culture. Just like my show, I shed light on the most debated questions in medicine and share my curious conversations with you in a way that you've never heard before. Listen and follow on the iHeartRadio app or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed blessing.
So like a donkey. Hee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, February 21st.
Goes to Jussie Smollett, a.k.a. Jamal Lyon from Empire, but now I'm forever known as Jussie Lyon. See, Jamal Lyon is a character. Jussie Smollett is the real person. And over the past couple of weeks, a storyline that sounds like something only Lee Daniels could create has found its way into Jussie Smollett's real life. And because of that, he is forever known as Jussie Lyon, okay? Not because on Empire his last name is Lyon, but simply because we have found out Jussie B. Lyon. Okay, now, full disclosure, when I first heard about this situation, I'm talking first day when everyone was posting pics of Jussie, sending him up prayers. I mean, it was people that were ready to fly to Chicago to go to war for Jussie Lyon. I was watching all of this, and I heard the now infamous story of him being attacked at around 2 a.m. in those freezing Chicago streets and two men throwing bleach on him, calling him a Empire gay slur, N-word, throwing bleach on him and then throwing a rope around his neck. From the beginning, I never believed this story. From the beginning, this story sounded unbelievable, very sketchy, but I didn't feel the need to call BS on this situation because of my feelings. My intuition could be wrong. My instincts could be off. And when you have an opinion about someone else's business, when it's a serious situation like this, just know we take what should be objective situations and make them good, bad, wrong, unfair, essential, deserved, outrageous with our opinions. That's why you have to be very intentional on what you choose to have an opinion about, okay? And in this situation, I gave him the benefit of the doubt because he's a black man. And why wouldn't I believe a black man who tells me he's been the victim of a hate crime? Why wouldn't I believe a gay man who tells me he's the victim of a hate crime? Well, I didn't. And since I didn't believe, and I had no reason not to believe him, I did what is very hard for us to do in this era, and that's not have an opinion on this situation. Oh, we live in this era where people choose feelings over facts. We don't even wait for all the facts of the matter to come out. We just grasp onto whatever reconfirms our biases, whatever narratives we have about people, places, and things. If we find situations that prove our points, then we push them, okay? Jussie Lyon knows how we feel about homophobia. He knows how we feel about racism. He knows how we feel about MAGA. And he played with our emotional heartstrings, okay? This is why, even though it's very hard, a lot of times all this noise we hear on social media is better to say nothing, okay? I'm speaking only for me. In life, I have to focus on the things in front of me that matter, or more importantly, that are in my control, okay? Whether Jussie Lyon was lying or not was not a matter that was in my control, and I wanted to wait until all the facts came out so I can speak from a place of facts and not feelings. And the facts are Jussie Lyon, or Jussie Smollett, as authorities call him, is going to jail. Okay, it was all good just a couple weeks ago. A couple weeks ago, he was a potential martyr. Today, he's a future felon who's been charged with lying to cops. Let's go to ABC 7 Chicago for the report, please.
I think Jussie Smollett should come clear because the truth will set him free.
Bold words from the attorney of Abel and Ola Osundero, brothers who spent hours talking to prosecutors in a grand jury. They are the same men police say are in this surveillance photo, and it's evidence Jussie Smollett told Robin Roberts shows his attackers.
I don't have any doubt in my mind that that's them.
Tonight, the Empire actor who told police two masked men beat him, yelling racial and homophobic slurs in Chicago's Streeterville neighborhood, is now charged with his own alleged crime. The Cook County State's Attorney's Office saying Smollett faces one felony count of disorderly conduct stemming from filing a false police report. Smollett is expected in bond court tomorrow afternoon at 1:30.
Well, he turned himself in this morning. First of all, Chicago PD has shown and proven they can solve a crime if they want to. Okay, all the unsolved shootings that happen in Chicago, all the unsolved murders that happen in Chicago that never get solved, Chicago PD figured this one out in a couple weeks. But let's stay focused on Jussie Lyon. Okay, Jussie, I told you on this radio since last week, you should have shut up. Okay, but you couldn't, and the reason you couldn't is because you are investing a lot into the attention economy market. Okay, you hijacked so many people's attention with this farce of a story, and we all know attention is the most addictive drug on the planet today. Instead of laying low, you decided to go to LA to do a show. What you should have done is just performed and shut the hell up. But instead, you read off note cards and told us what your lawyer said you can't say. Let's hear it.
Just a couple of points that I wanted to make really quick. I was bruised, but my ribs were not cracked. They were not broken. I went to the doctor immediately. Frank Gadsden drove me. I was not hospitalized. Both my doctors in LA and Chicago cleared me to perform, but said to take care, obviously. And above all, I fought back.
I just want to know, why would a man who's a victim's lawyer advise him not to talk? Why would you get in trouble as the victim for talking about your victimization? You know, why would a man be reading off a note card to describe his victimization? You know why? He needed the note card because when you tell one lie, you have to tell a bunch of other lies to back up your first lie. And when you tell the truth, you don't have to remember what you said. But when you lie, sometimes you forget. Now, I know the magic question everybody is asking is why? Okay, why would he make something like this up? He told us why on that stage. Listen.
I'm the gay Tupac.
Yes, he wanted to be the gay Tupac, okay? Jussie Lyon wanted to be a martyr, all right? He wanted to be a symbol of someone who stood up against hate in America. He wanted the same admiration that you see Kaepernick getting for taking a knee for black people. He wanted the attention that Meek is getting for standing for the rights of those in prison. Jussie Lyon wanted to be the gay Tupac. Okay, Ambitions of a Writer would be a whole different song if Tupac was gay. But let's stay on topic here, all right? We all should have known Jussie Lyon was lying when he went on Good Morning America and was more upset that people didn't believe him rather than being upset about the crime that allegedly happened to him. Let's hear it.
I'm pissed off.
Is it the attackers?
It's the attackers, but it's also the attacks. You know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth. Then it became a thing of like, oh, how can you doubt that? How do you not believe that? It's the truth. And then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth.
Okay, it wasn't the truth, Jussie. See, here's the thing. Racism is real. Homophobia is real. Hate crimes really happen in this country every day. We knew this already. You did no one any favors by pulling this stunt. And don't try to act like you were doing something for society, because you weren't. All right? You were doing something for personal gain. This was all very self-serving. And yes, you wanted to become a martyr, and you did. You became a martyr for everything that's wrong with this country and everything that's wrong with this era. People who are willing to do any and everything for attention. Don't think about this too deep, people, okay? Jussie Lyon is a clout chaser. Nothing more, nothing less. All right? Black men in this country have been imprisoned and killed for years because of lies like this. All right? You took a play out of your oppressor's playbook, sir. If the roles were reversed and some white MAGA supporters made up a lie like this and it caused some black men to get incarcerated, we would be rioting. We'd be asking the judge to throw the book at them, and we have to keep the same energy with Jussie because we can't become what we claim to hate. Okay? In the words of Malcolm X, I'm for truth no matter who tells it. I'm for justice no matter who it is for or against. Period. Jussie, you cannot become what you claim to hate. I know you were probably, you know, trying to prove some point about racism and homophobia in America, but you can't teach us what we already know, sir, and you can't solve a problem using the same energy that created the problem. Okay? I really have nothing else more to say about this matter other than in this attention economy, people cash in on experiencing some type of injustice, okay? But the difference is the injustice that happened to Colin Kaepernick was real. All right? The injustice that happened to Meek Mill was real. Your injustice was fake. All right, Jussie, you created a whole neighborhood of make-believe. That doesn't make you the gay Tupac. It makes you the gay Mr. Rogers. Oh, and best believe, it's a man in a jail cell in Chicago right now waiting for you to be his neighbor.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Please let Remy Ma give Jussie Lyon, a.k.a. Jussie Smollett, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Peace to the planet. Charlamagne the God here. And today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.